Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2222 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by
KexUnderwear.com.
The best underwear in the action sport game.
We ready?
Ready.
Ready, mate.
Born ready.
Do you want to open her up?
Shall we go? Well, let's just go with that. Roll with it. We've got a special guest, very impromptu as ever, cramming it in because it's last minute, and then it turns out that Manny Leppenbichler was still in the country for another few hours following yesterday's Valleys Extreme.
We've had to bribe him with a jet wash.
So yeah,
and a few things to clean.
Jet wash and workshop facilities for drag him away from that and bring him into the studio and get an hour of his time. We should still get I've got an hour and a half, so we'll have a decent chat. Not as long as I would probably have liked. I think we could have got really in depth and talked for hours on end.
Straight into it.
But anyway, Manny Leppenbichler, welcome to the studio.
Thanks. Well, yeah, welcome to England as well.
England.
The best country.
The best country, yeah. I'm really surprised because the weekend turned out sick. The track was good. The weather was good. It was even sunny yesterday. So I was quite surprised because everybody said that it's just raining in Wales.
You've got the nice weather today, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Miserable. So you come to Valleys because the first round's there, right?
Yeah, we came to Valleys just to have a go on it, to see how the dirt is, see the terrain. I feel like it's always good also to give the organizer a little bit of feedback. I think me and Bildog, we talked with him afterwards, and was quite good to see what you can do better.
Yep.
And it was a good one.
Do you want to make it harder?
I would say so.
It's tricky. We can talk a lot about what we think needs to happen to the championship and races. Just straight in at the deep end with that.
Yeah.
Well, I meant that track, but you've gone championship. You've obviously got something on your mind.
There's a lot going on kind of behind the scenes that people don't know about, really, and people don't need to know, essentially. But it's like, kind of because the sport now is becoming kind of as professional as it is and as competitive as it is and stuff like that, there's quite a few things which us and like the rest of the riders feel needs to get with the times more than anything. So there's quite a lot of behind the scenes discussions going on at the minute. So we're trying to, especially us two, are trying to get everyone to work together as opposed to everyone hating each other, and this organizer hating the championship, hating the TV, the riders hating everybody. Like we're trying to make everybody realize, just like,
you two are the friendly faces.
Yeah, we've kind of have a decent knowledge of both sides of the situation, and ultimately it doesn't actually, we're probably the least affected by it, because at the end of the day we ride for such a big team, such a big organization, we've kind of got good followings, etc. It's actually like the lesser rider, not the lesser, but the privateers, the smaller teams, which we're actually trying to make it better for. So like, there's, you can't really go into details about much, but there's quite a lot happening, and we're trying to, like I say, give feedback to the organisers of the championship, help them work with the organisers of each races. So I think it was very good that Manny came and did it, and then also he got to see like the British fans and the whole British racing setup. I think blew his mind a little bit.
Definitely, I was so stoked and so surprised how many fans there were, like how many kids even, you know, like
people. All with pink hats on.
All with pink hats on, mate. Fucking beanies everywhere, huh?
We ran out of pink hats, so if you'd come and asked for a pink hat and you were disappointed, buy a tong.
Is that your first race there in England?
Nah, I've done Hawkstone.
Okay.
But I feel like Hawkstone wasn't that crowdy. And
I
like
think it's changed since then.
Probably,
YouTube happened since then for us. Like, honestly, like, then it was still like a decent following, but like also now, like any race you go to, like you'll see, we'll talk about Tong in a bit, but you'll see at Tong it's also like there's such a sick fan base for just kind of enduro, extreme enduro races at the minute.
Nah, unreal. Like there were literally one kid out of Ireland, and he was like, "Oh, we just came to watch because you were here," and they literally just traveled all the way.
Wow.
And I said, "Yeah, but is your dad racing?" No, we literally just came to watch. So I feel like that shows how big the enduro scene is right now in the UK. And I was mind blown. Eh? Like, that was,
it is good. There's a race that got cancelled the other week, the one at Fat Cats.
Yeah.
And that last year was massive again. Like, just for a general tear up on a Sunday in Doncaster, there was plenty of fans.
I think the time of year helps a little bit in the fact there's not too much happening, and like, people haven't got out on their bike as much. Like, summertime, everybody rides every weekend and they're busy themselves, whereas this time of year the weather's not great, so a lot of people haven't got out that much and stuff like that. Whereas, you know, I mean, not that people are scared of the weather, but if there's a race to go and watch, there's a reason to go and kind of stand in the pissing rain and get wet or whatever. Like, there's something
in shorts and
yeah, like, I couldn't believe it. There were so many kids just walking around in shorts, just like muddy for the whole weekend. That obviously been camping out or whatever. And it's like, they just stay in shorts and stay dirty.
That's because they look
like
a bill.
10 degrees, mate. Like, you would never see something like this in Germany. Yeah, like, I feel like even the parents, they would be too scared about their kids just to getting sick. So yeah, that was definitely.
They bring them up different here in the UK.
Yeah, I said the same thing on Friday. Actually, yeah. I said the English people are just from a different breed. Huh?
So it seems like it's been a worthwhile trip. Then you've had a good race, good little prep for the first round, won some prize money, and
that was a good one.
Came.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it was really cool to see the UK fans. Was cool to see the race. Was that actually a pretty big drive? Like, it was almost like 18 hours with like waiting at the tunnel and like just getting all everything dialed. But yeah. Glad that we came. Glad that we're in the Keck studio, mate. Just getting the podcast done.
Just chatting shit in here. That's what we do.
Yeah. So, definitely. And we already talked about it for ages that we have to do a podcast together. So.
No, it worked out too good. Like, it was all very last minute on Saturday night, actually. I was like, fuck, maybe you needed somewhere to do your bike. I was like, this could all line up. And it's not even too far out of your way. So, I think
I actually bought Billy another one of these podcast things to take with him, but that was probably 2-3 months ago. He's not even took it out of the packet yet.
It only made it to my house.
Box. Yeah, it is.
It's still actually in the plastic wrap because I want to unwrap it on a vlog. I want to stick the knife in and peel back the little black plastic, etc. That's coming soon. That was potentially in this week's vlog. I started this morning. This week's getting a mashup vlog of this week because I've got a few bits of bobs going on at home. I'll probably ride twice. So that was actually, you've just ruined this week's vlog because this is probably going to be out before
surprise,
my mashup.
Surprise, yeah. Yeah. No,
thanks, everyone.
Well, no, not, I've not ruined it. Now they're all going to tune in to watch it and see if you do
see
it.
See the unboxing? Yeah, I want to build get like an office-y studio set up to do more of sat down videos and then use.
Where
you
about
and our,
in Andorra?
Yeah, in my house.
Oh, yeah?
You and that our stupid mate who hasn't bothered coming this morning can sit here.
Yeah.
Live videoing me. You need to figure out the best way to get the least delay so we can actually have a conversation.
I invited Tommy this morning.
For you people.
He wasn't keen.
No, he said you don't need me on Enduro chat.
It would be useless. He'd be sat there and just we'd get in, talk about something, and as soon as it gets past like the 3-minute mark on the same topic or the same subject, is that, have you not had enough now?
I thought he said at like France that he's going to do an enduro race this year, no?
That was, he wanted to, after he saw France, he wanted to do it, but then because he's now hurt his thumb, he's not too keen.
Dragged it out for another year.
But now Mel is really keen to race Newcastle.
Is he actually?
Yeah, because
Mel wouldn't be too bad, I don't think, to be honest.
No, but he's broke his ribs at Arena Cross, so he's not been riding that, and now Nick's like, we'll just get you in for Newcastle.
Wow. So, that would be sick. That would be
He'd be all right, I think. He'd get round better than Tommy will, but
that depends the track, good. I think, yeah. Like, I think if the track in Super Enduro is not too difficult, I feel like some motocross guys would definitely come around.
But even, like,
race pretty good,
even not when it's super difficult, but like a lot of the obstacles, that they look much worse, but if you really just hit them, like it's like a fucked up motocross track. It's not like when Cater Wolf come, not that anyone's seen it because I'm not allowed to release the video. then I actually formatted the SD card so that we were going to make the vlog and us just watch it and release it when we were retired, but then I deleted all the clips anyway out of by mistake. I couldn't believe it. Like, and but it was, I'd always thought in my head, like, a motocross rider that kind of gets his head around the fact, like, if he just hits stuff hard, it's not going to kick him anywhere near as bad.
Yeah, that's more or less you're explaining about super enduro.
Yeah, you just smash into it.
That's why he's so good with, like, 100 cheese.
Just kidding.
Yeah, smashes into it, bends a rim.
Smashing them out.
And then he, like, second up, he got it, and I'm like, fuck it, hell.
You've had a switch up, haven't you? Halfway through, you've gone back to two-stroke.
Back to two-stroke.
Good question, right? Edward.
Why do you prefer that?
Yeah, I felt like on the track in Spain, the four-stroke suits me a bit better, and I felt pretty comfy, actually. Actually, also after the first test.
You had both bikes in Spain pre-season, I'll just put out there.
Yeah, at the first test.
Oh, and you was just unsure what to do.
Nah, just at the first test, and I compared them because we came from Hispania, like, had one day off and started testing on Tuesday for 2 days, and I think both of us were pretty tired. He knows anyways a bit better, like, his sport, I would say, now more or less, and knows his bike setup, and I was struggling quite a bit, so I, like, tested both bikes and I wasn't quite sure, but then said, yeah, okay, we're just gonna go on the 350. And in the arenas I felt that is so much tighter and, like, so much more going on, because you have 14 people on, like, such a tight track.
It does feel tight. Even just having the walls and the roof and everything.
Yeah. Like,
you make such a tight track in Spain, and then you get to the any arena pretty much, and it's
and
still...
And it still feels tighter, right?
Maybe we're going to have to put a bigger sprocket on. Like, yeah. Every week you're like...
The Romanian track was horrendous. Yeah. It was so tight. Like, the takeover of the finish line jump was more or less 2 meters
wide. Yeah, the zigzag before the finish.
The zigzag before it. So... Nah, back on a two-stroke and, good bike. Solid.
You like the two-stroke, don't you? You're happy on a two-stroke.
I'm pretty happy, I would say. Just listening to the voice and the sound, you know, it's just nice. Gets people excited.
The organisers for Super Enduro are different to outdoors.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you got beef with them as well, or you happy with them?
No, no, no. Actually, the last round was a bit like... Hard enduro?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a rider's revolution. But nah, a lot less. There's a lot less drama.
But they're also, like, the championship is way longer existing.
Yeah, you know, it's more well established, and
every race
it's more of a that's the ultimate thing, which is kind of our argument at the minute. Is it's there's more of a structure and there's more consistency throughout of it, so everybody knows kind of what's happening anyway. There's a lot less for the organizer to kind of decide to do by himself, which is usually then when you get reasons for people to argue. You know, like, then Romania is quite a good example, really. Like, the organizer kind of just didn't intentionally make a bad track or, like, a track that was bad racing. But, like, I would say they definitely thought of it and just tried to add as many obstacles in as they physically can.
And I feel like in Romania in general, the extreme enduro sport is that big.
Yeah, like, and they just want to see people just suffer and crash whatever. So that was, like, the prime example where, like, an organizer's kind of gone a little bit away from a super enduro style track, and look what happened. Like, nobody was happy. The riders weren't happy. Like,
just crashes everywhere.
The FIM guys weren't happy. And so I think in general, when you have consistency throughout.
Yeah, at least your time qualifying is that, and this is that. Because sometimes in outdoors, you're doing a 3 hour race on Saturday to qualify.
It's hard to know.
And next week, you're doing 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
It's hard to know what's best because, the races have gone on for so long and it's such a long history, but it's not really had a world championship and had the following it does now. So in some ways you have to respect where it came from, but then in a lot of ways you've got to kind of grow and get with the times for hard enduro, I feel like.
We just need, I feel like it's so much harder to get a good place for hard enduro races. Like we said yesterday at Valleys, you know, is a cool place. And we said, after Getzen, we need more races at Getzen.
Yeah, Getzen's really cool.
It's just unreal how good the atmosphere is. Like, the organizers can sell tickets. It's just such a good vibe there. And now at Valleys, it's almost like too spread out.
Yeah.
Like, from the hard sections that they can do, like, a little lap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hard to find, like, a spot where you can have a forest, which is... and you walk like 10 to 15 minutes and you can see whatever, and every hill is gnarly, huh? So that's a pretty hard thing.
Getson's definitely one on its own. That's such a cool event to come to.
Yeah,
they should do that every year, but it's every other year, isn't it?
Every second one, yeah.
Yeah, silly. Should be every year.
I feel like it kind of keeps it cool, though.
Yeah, it kind of keeps it cool, and also you have to respect like the German rules as well.
Oh, is that what it is? That's why.
More or less, because at the end they still allowed to do this race. For sure, like East Germany, everybody's super excited about motorsport and enduro sport, especially with Chopa right next to it. But you can see that, yeah, it's never easy to make like a race in Germany, and right, especially just to have riding places. We said the same thing yesterday. Mm. I was so surprised that there is so many riders and so many kids, but it's more or less because I think there's more places where you can go riding. So I feel like that's why also more people get into the sport.
Right.
But
I didn't realize there were so many rules in Germany for it then.
I think
unreal.
It seems for us that we have lost a lot of places in England or UK, so it's definitely on the decline of places you can ride, but in comparison to Germany,
yeah,
it's still good, and like we need to be grateful for what we have in the UK, and also just the amount of events in the UK and event organized clubs, organizers, whatever, like pretty much every weekend you've got like a good handful, a choice of like a handful of decent races and events you can go to, like, yeah,
and also in like a good reaching distance, huh? At the end, like, you still drive 3.5 hours, or like even yesterday the people said, yeah, where are you guys from, and they were like, yeah, we're 3.5 hours from there, 4 hours from there, but
and nobody's close to where we were yesterday though.
Yeah nobody's close just, to where
seems no matter where you set off from to get to that part, get to South Wales,
yeah, but we're not 18 hours away, are
it's
we?
far, but
it's still like in reaching distance. I like, if there is a race in North Germany, it's like 8 hours from my house, you know, so it's pretty difficult to say where.
Is that where you grew up and rode Germany all the time?
Yeah.
From a young kid?
Yeah, like I grew up in Kiefersfelden. It's like it's just small village.
Yeah.
And like the next to the Austrian border. Like I'm in Austria in like 1 minute by car. So it's like
literally. Wishes he was Austrian, really.
Nah, mate. I'm a proud Bavarian. I wouldn't say I'm a more proud Bavarian than a proud German, let's say. But yeah, it's a cool place. It's like such a nice area with like mountains and like lakes, and you can do so much.
Good place to ride where you're from or not?
Nah, not really.
None.
Nah, we have like a trials area. They had like World Championship also back in the days. We actually had a look on the results.
Trials, what's the word?
History.
When you like
research.
Maybe no, research. There's another word I'm looking for. Like, we got a bit nostalgic at dinner on Saturday because I was asking his dad, because his dad was like a did a few years of World Trials Championship back in the day, and I'm obviously like upset, like I know quite a lot from back in the day, and like I like looking at old results and stuff like that. So we're seeing Graham's, I think was it Graham's first World Championship points your town?
Yeah.
And then just looked at his dad's, the round he did in Peatley Bridge, the British round he did back in the day, and
he knows everything, mate. Like
he's trials mad, isn't he?
Like
he just opened up Google and he knows exactly where to just search the results, and you're like, how is this possible? Huh?
We went to the indoor trial in Sheffield the other week, and all they kept saying to him was, bloody hell, we haven't seen you in a few years. About 10 years,
you never know.
Yeah, it was a bit weird actually at Sheffield, because and like was close to a lot of people there, but when you haven't seen them for like such a long period of time, like I still like wanted to chat to everybody, but then like I'm like, fuck me, I don't know what even happens in your life now. I haven't seen you for 10 years. I was very close to a lot of them people at one point, and I still don't see why I wouldn't get on with them or like want to have a chat. But we're like, whoa, there's a bit of a blank here. Like, I don't know what. Do you still ride trials? Are you just here to watch? What kind of bike do you ride these days? Like, I feel I'm more out of touch than I want to be. Like, I want to be able to.
Your history was trials, though, wasn't it? But did you do hit trials as a kid?
Yeah, same. We never crossed paths, though, actually, which is. We kind of have been far away because you did. We looked on your history. You did some world youth championship.
I did European some youth championship. European championships, yeah. But only like 2 or 3 rounds. And then I always like just Austrian and German championship, more or less. some Europeans, but then we never crossed ways. And I feel like it was also like where I reached a point where I really have to step it up to like
get to there. Carry on.
And then it's where I also lost a bit of interest. Like I had 1 year where I was 15. I wanted to become like a free ski pro. Like I told my dad, oh man, I don't really want to ride some like championships or races this year. And he was like, yeah, okay, we only do the importance one. So it was like 2 or 3 weekends. And the rest I was just in summer training for winter.
Just to be skiing.
Just to be skiing, like just trying to get the all the tricks in. And like we have like this one place, which is like 2 minutes now from my house, where you can like jump into the lake and practice on skis, like the tricks in the summer for winter. And like a sick trampoline there is like a cool setup. So yeah, so I had like 1 year where I was like full on free ski, even contests, you know, like youth contests.
So you went, so you did trials and then wanted to be a skier. Did you do motocross?
Never. Until literally I started racing enduro, I'd never done motocross at all. Now,
so you went straight from trial skiing, then back to enduro.
Yeah. Well, like level of ski competition were you at? Like, can you?
Just there was like one.
A lot better than us.
Well, yeah, I've seen some videos. Fucking considerably better. Than you. Why don't you post more skiing videos? Because
like right now we're so busy also in the winter that I'm not really skiing that
there's
much.
One I can't imagine KTM like you being on skis.
Have you seen the video?
I got it out of my contract.
Have you seen the video of this backflip? I can't even describe it. It's just
I had a huge one, like a big, big one, like I think 2 years ago. Now we're normally only going like just for good powder days if we're going into the ski resort. If not more like all my friends, we just go out for ski touring. Mm-hmm. So we're like just in the Outback. Just walk up
there. No, see, I'd quite like that. I wouldn't mind that.
It's just nice because it brings you to places where nobody is.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing.
Fucking 6 hours later.
Just have to walk a bit quicker. Big backflips always at the powder days. This is more or less only the trick where I'm going for now, just backflips.
I tried one backflip on a ski once. And didn't come far enough round. The ski tips hit the ground, and then I went in the ground and then punched myself in the face. And that's nice. My ski. Skiing, I'm not very good at it.
You broke something, or?
No, I just punched myself and then had a big fat lip and thought that
good.
That's enough skiing for me.
I've got your results.
From what?
It's European Trials Championship.
Look at him. Here we go. He's making it. But
I think 2014.
What bike was you riding?
Gas.
Tells you here.
Oh, yeah.
Pietro Matura. But I think I did the rest of the championship other than that was the first round of the championship in Italy.
Probably. I think I did 2 more, but the other ones I didn't get into points.
Belgium and Poland.
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe I didn't do it this year.
But because in Germany you're already allowed to ride the big bike, so I was actually riding a 300 at this point already and just did for the European Championship, just went back on the 125 and mate, I was struggling big times. It's definitely struggling big times, yeah, but...
Did you snap as many bikes as he did?
Never. I'm never break anything, more or less.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's
true. I know.
True. Say, your front bike's quite flat out there.
Yeah, that's true as well. A frame.
Yeah, from a few years ago.
Yeah, broke a frame.
And I know of a front wheel you've recently broke.
Yeah, but normally I don't need so many parts with him, huh? I would say, especially in a race.
It's good.
His dad used to weld up bikes all the time.
It's good we are together because his van's always completely full.
Full of bits for you.
Full of bits, yeah. So if we go riding together, he's like, ah, fuck you. You have this clutch lever, you have this.
It's very handy.
No problem.
He's straight back into the factory in Austria Monday morning for a restock.
Top the van back
up. Make use of his van being there.
Oh, that's a good thing to be close by Austria.
Well, are you bringing your van to Tong?
Bring my van to Tong.
Yeah, because Lee's racing Stan, so we probably need a few bits as well for Stan.
I'm on news you're just breaking on this podcast.
Oh, but then we're not going to tell you that.
Well, no, I was going to mention that at some point of the podcast.
We just bleep it out. Like,
no, it was.
We have to do that a lot. We have to cut a lot of stuff out.
Intention to say it on here and to rev it up a bit, tell people that. So I might as well go into it. That your next race is Super Enduro that we've got next weekend. And then you're coming back to England.
From this guy?
You're coming back to England to do Wild Willies at Tongue, which I think you're going to enjoy. Tongue's a cool race. I'm still not going to do it because I've got a bad leg at the minute, if you didn't know. But we've got something good lined up. We haven't fully ironed out the details yet, but Stan's going to race. I'm going to pick crew him. And we're going to pay Stan on his performance. The details need to be found out because he's a bit of a diva these days, Stan. You know, do you want to have another good drink?
Yeah, just tip that all down me there.
Oh, you wanna get prize money?
Well, he says he's not racing without start money.
Oh my god!
Because you know he's such a big time guy now, and he does these Motrex videos at races. And
we need to set him some challenges.
Well, no, that's my plan. So I said, well, I'm not giving you any money to start. I'll give you money based on performance. So far, I've thought he gets a certain amount. He's got to be work out on a bit of a scale. So how many? His fastest lap time has got to be like if it's within
a percentage,
30 seconds or percentage of the leader's fastest lap time. It starts as five. No, it goes 500, 400, 300, 200, 100.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
And then he gets money deducted for every part broken on the bike.
That's good.
I had a. Do you know what a cream egg is?
Nah.
It's a really sickly chocolate.
All right.
I said that he gets a point for every cream egg he eats, and then he loses points if he's sick.
You should get just every lap of beer in, and if that's he stops drinking beers after the laps,
that's also a thought. But anyway, so if anyone's got any good suggestions for Stan and his monetary rewards / deductions, because I'm also happy to take money off if he performs poorly. Any videos of him cutting the track? Get that, any evidence of him cutting the track, get that on video, send it in, he'll be getting money knocked off. Let me know in the comments. Ed can clip that up for Instagram. And the big announcement that Stanley Mack is racing Wild Willies at Tong the 11th of February.
Have you got many posters, mate?
Oi.
You up for a signing? To be fair, we could get a signing on the go. He'd probably charge per signing, though, knowing how he is these days.
Yeah, he's subscribed to his Instagram, whatever he is.
So that's the big news. The second big news is Manny's also racing Tong.
I'm also racing Tong, yeah. Just by the way.
So
come out.
I think Tong's going to be cool. Johnny's there. Brightmoors are there.
They ride pretty good, huh? I was impressed also with Michigan this weekend.
Yeah. I thought, to be honest,
he was second, wasn't he?
He was second, yeah. Fair play.
I thought everyone that asked, like I said, I think Manny's going to win, but I think it's not going to be by like as big a gap as it would be usually, just because it's kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but racing in the UK is a little bit different to what you're used to and like what's normal. It is like a pretty different style. I think there's such little traction everywhere, which is also a little bit strange at first. I don't know. It's hard to describe, but I felt like they would have be a little bit closer than normal.
Yeah. No, it was also like this. Huh? Like, the guys, like, I got changed, put the jacket on, and they were there more or less. Huh?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how much the gap was, but like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think I was at that last uphill with the tires, and I would say it was five, if maybe anything, little bit more than five, but not probably too much more than 5 minutes. Yeah. At that point, so
across a like 2.5-3 hour race.
Yeah.
How long was your total time?
2 hours 20, I think, for like 3 laps.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I got the last hill so good. Just have to say it in the podcast.
I seen the video.
I'm really proud of it.
You like sat down early on and then you got back on the pegs. Eh?
Yeah.
It was pretty sick. Like sat down, but like kept your feet in front of you, so your weight stayed back.
Yeah.
And like hit a bump perfectly and got your feet back on the pegs.
Straight up. I even didn't stop afterwards. It was like a little rock section.
Yeah.
And we dropped back onto like a gravel road and then into like a steep uphill. And I didn't even have to stop there. I just got it like somehow up. So I was pretty proud about myself. Yeah. And fans, I think they expected that we're going to struggle way more in there. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody was not disappointed, but it was like so quick. That I was gone already. That
it's quite the opposite to the video I saw where you hit the tree and then fall over.
Yeah, some good comments there.
Yeah, it's tricky there. That looks real slippy. That whole section was like,
it was pretty creepy. But I was literally, I got into the first. It was the first difficult section, and one stick sent like
sticked out on the right and it knocked my shoulder. I just fall over. Had a good comment and people just start laughing, and then I went a bit higher up, and the media crew was like riding like in the middle of the track, like in the line, yeah. And I was like, guys, just
get out of the way.
So yeah, got through there, and yeah, it was pretty, but the fans were pretty cool, so good race.
I've got quite a few questions from what I put on the 2Pro1Slow Instagram. There's a lot of who would win, who's better.
We should start asking, I think, for non-motorbike questions.
Well, this is a non-motorbike question. I'm going to search quick fire questions
and I'm going to rattle a few off.
This is a non-motorbike question. Who would win in a downhill mountain bike race?
We answered this on Saturday night. Defensive track. We always say defensive track.
Most tracks, money, I would say. But there's a few styles where I've also got them. But for the most part, I would say money. But there's, yeah, I would have my day. There's a few places where I would back myself. But most places, it's just money.
There's another question that leads on from this. Why does Billy always get injured and Manny doesn't? And I would say
Manny does, just his arm is big.
That's true. I also have some fours, but not as big as his one. So that's
his amazing. Normally happen on mountain bikes.
Does his?
That's true. It just goes so quick, and you, yeah, you never.
The problem is, we're both not as good as we think we are.
Yeah, I think we are.
We're both pretty good. Like, we're both at good level, but we're not actually as good as.
Yeah, that is true. Because then you go and ride with the proper downhill mountain bike.
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah. That's the other thing. We're friends with like the proper doers, and like we don't want to show any signs of weakness.
Just get dragged along.
So we're just like in trains with people we shouldn't be in trains with, and we're just like, oh god.
I rode with Loic in like November with Bruni, and yeah, we just had a ride out. They had like actually like a.
I said I'm not going.
Yeah,
I opted out. I said I'm not coming because it's quite close to a race and I'm not coming.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a good day, but I had also big crash there, and like my whole bank was crashed. And,
oh god,
yeah, just goes. Quick.
I said I'm not coming. And then 2 days later at the Shibindura track, he asked if Roxy could rub cream on his back because there was no skin on it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do crashes as well. You just keep them a bit more secret.
Maybe a little bit, especially if they're right before a race. But nah, like I'm actually pretty happy. Like the last couple of months, I had quite a lot of crashes, especially in Super Enduro, if I'm to be honest. It's a big crashes, but
actually crash a little bit. You had that big one motocross in Spain that time on the start straight.
Yeah, that's true also. Yeah, I feel like they're in like extreme enduro, I don't crash.
No, that's
too much.
True.
Yeah,
in hard enduro you crash a lot less.
Yeah.
Are you the same as Billy? If your hands don't leave the handlebars, that doesn't count as a crash.
Nah, because like his crashes sometimes, I see the video and I'm like, I would die. Like I would probably break my back somehow. Like it's crazy that you're not gonna get. Like he's actually really lucky that he's not gonna get injured more. I would say it like this. Huh?
Yeah, that's why. Like a lot of people, when I do get injured, they're like, "I'm sorry." They're like so sympathetic and like so empathetic. And I'm just like, oh, it's just what it is. Like, I don't really mind. Like, I'm almost in a way grateful because I'm like
still alive.
I work out the averages, and I'm kind of also used to it. And like everyone's like, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, it's fine. Just chill out. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but
he's got a big bill at the Red Bull APC.
Definitely.
Me also.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You did good while with your knee there.
I did my knee like 2020. Start of 22. And it was actually an old injury, and it was at the end only the meniscus, but they refixed it, and I spent like rehab there.
It's good at knee autonomy.
Yeah, I'm good with the knee. I'm basically a surgeon now. Yeah.
So 14 weeks straight
at Red Bull.
At Red Bull, yeah. Wow. But I'm also 1 hour 10 from there.
Yeah.
You know? So
but he was staying there. Just because he lives near there, he was still staying there.
I was still staying there for 14 weeks. Like, Red Bull called me because Red Bull is, like, paying for the accommodation. and the APC is for free for us.
Yeah.
And like the guy called me, was like, mate, I have like an invoice there from like the apartment. Did you stay there for 14 weeks? And I said, yeah, it's pretty expensive. And I was like, all right. And luckily the race, like Serbia was like the week after the phone call and I won straight away. And he's like, ah, don't worry.
Oh, perfect. So,
but I'm definitely have a big bill there as well.
But it's so
best thing
sick
ever.
Sick to have the facility. Like when I was there the other week, it just, your life is so easy there.
Oh, it's perfect for you guys.
Nah, definitely. I feel like that's also probably the biggest thing about Red Bull.
Yeah.
I had like a presentation 2 weeks ago at Red Bull Germany for like the new employees at Red Bull. And I just had to like just build up like a presentation about myself, about how I got to Red Bull, like what's the biggest things. And also the Red Bull APC, I feel like, was probably the main thing for like as an athlete to have.
So good to have for you guys.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think it's the only brand who can have something like this and has it. Like if you look to a different sponsor, I think nobody has a place like this.
No, so. I don't think so. Not maybe footballers, but
footballers, but
football teams or a team sport maybe, but maybe, only I would say like
for extreme.
It's got to be even in like team sports. To match the level they have there, it's a pretty big team or like a big club.
Yeah, big because club.
Well, every time you go, you meet a slackliner or a...
Yeah, lead. Like that's the coolest thing. Yeah. Like, fuck. Some days, like no one really talks and it's like pretty awkward. And then you get like a few guys together that are like happy to talk to strangers and you just find out like the weird, the like the maddest things. Like, yeah, badminton players, slackline people. I once give a lift to a guy who's like a long distance runner and I was like, talking to him about it, about like the different teams and like how he's running for On. And they're the only team that's based in Europe. Everyone else is in America. And like to find out like all the details about like the teams of long distance running and like
unreal.
The carbon fiber they have in each of their shoes and shit like that. It's like, it's so cool. The people you meet and like what you can actually learn from there. It's really sick.
Oh, that's true.
Do you want another non-bike related one?
Yes. Go on.
Yeah.
Tits or ass?
Is that actually what?
Yeah, no, it was. There's one. Well, this has cropped up loads. How do you guys keep such a good friendship whilst being tight competitors, or is it fake?
It's completely fake.
Nah, I would say in general in our sport the respect is pretty high.
Yeah, way better.
To each rider. And like couple of guys they just come along better with other ones. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at the end we're also a bit of like teammates more or less because we ride for the KDM group.
Yeah.
I think that's also a big difference that we just spend a lot of time together and I think we're both just chill guys and want to have fun, huh? I think that's the main thing.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to be friends with somebody. Understand, okay, maybe he's not friends with everyone, but why you would like want to not like somebody. And also, like, we spend so much time together. We have so many similar interests.
Yeah.
That's
also one big thing.
Yeah,
huh?
And, like, just makes sense to me, like, that we're going to get on. And, like, if you get on with someone, then... naturally you want to hang out with them more, you want to, and then in the end for us to train together, I think is pretty useful for us also.
Yeah.
So
I think this is where we also increase the sport a lot. Like,
yeah,
when we train so much and like 21, this is where the level got way higher. And this is where also our level got way higher than probably the rest of us. And it's I said this year in TKO, we had like a family trip.
Yeah, it was so sick.
Me just driving like the big truck with like Billy, Roxy and Matt Green in it.
It was such a sick trip in America.
It was a pretty good trip, yeah.
I think when you spend so much time with each other, like probably in them races where you're like in Romania and you're in the middle of nowhere, it's nice to know that if shit hits the fan, you've got potentially someone that would help you. And like, again, it gets when you both helped each other. No other sport really, you get that.
Ah, that's true.
You wouldn't really see F1 drivers being
but it's also
fans.
You need to at times in our sport. And like also, especially the getting one, like I think we're both switched on enough to realize if we help each other now, it's so early in the race, we're going to get such an advantage. Like, we didn't even need to discuss it. Like, we're both, like, we're even pretty similar, I would say, with how we're thinking. Like, I would say intelligence level, even though that sounds pretty weird. Like, we both kind of knew, like, fuck, we help each other now, we're going to be such a big gap on third place, and then the race is going to be between us. Like, I did that in my head pretty much instantly, and I'm pretty sure you did too.
Nah, definitely, because I feel like you're, like, in the middle of the hill, and you almost know that you can waste so much time there now, and it just fucks you up. So
you better off helping.
Just better off helping. And he was like, should we just team up? And I said, yeah, just go.
Don't you ever just get the urge if the first one goes up and gets helped up, just ride off?
I wouldn't. Depends the rider. Depends the rider, but for sure I can trust him 100%. And if we also, that's the cool thing, if we say something, we're going to do it like this way. So that's the main thing.
Maybe there's some that, for me, it was like, I think you're going to, doesn't matter what happens, like what the result is, if you do that, you're going to make yourself look like such a dick.
Yeah.
But it's not worth it.
Like, yeah.
For the, how you would look in terms of everybody, it's definitely not.
And for us, I would say it's like, it's actually a pretty shit situation to help each other, because I feel like this is where the sport shouldn't go.
But you shouldn't think it'd be hard enough to do that.
Yes. It should be possible to ride it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like you even like pushing, it shouldn't be a track where you have to push one hill all the way up, because it should be rideable. And this is where it also like it gets more racing. But at one point, the people just love it. Like the story.
Fuck, that video is so big.
Went wild.
Yeah, definitely. She got shared everywhere.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to see. It's good to watch, especially when there's like, if one of you gets up and doesn't help and then the race is dead, that kept the race right until the last lap, until Mr. Bill did a backflip on a rock.
Would have been rude to stop his streak in front of his own crowd. The t-shirts were, I suppose he'd already won a championship. But he's got a party planned. I'll let him celebrate.
Come on.
I'll let him celebrate all of it rather than just, you know. 8 out of 8 is better than 7 out of 8.
You were a bit frustrated.
No, I was gutted. Because also, like, just getting in general, my...
It's a good race which suits you, huh?
It suits me, and I made a change from the first race to the second race, and I was so happy, like, in the second race with kind of the step I've made, and I was, like, feeling good, and then that line on that hill I was taking was, like... For the few laps before, I was like, fuck, this is, like, on the edge. Because I had to go, like, kind of, like, wall ride at the bottom and then, like, go back into the middle. And I kept thinking, like, every lap I would look at it thinking, still looks like the best line. And I generally didn't know where you were going on there. Yeah. And then, obviously, I didn't make it up. I seen your line. And I was like, fuck. Come around the next lap, and I looked at it, I'm like, fuck, I still don't want to do your line. So then I still went back onto my line.
Oh, really?
The last two laps, I still used my line, because your line I didn't like the look of at all.
I got, like, I had my line so sorted there. Like, every lap, I just jumped to the top. It was more of, like, just an uphill, which was a bit steeper.
So... I was, pretty
It's all
good.
About the experience, because you know? I'm actually a younger guy, but maybe a bit more experienced than him.
So you're quite time out for injuries, probably pretty even.
There's another good question here, which is quite similar to that. It's what skill would you prefer of each rider? So if you could have one skill of Manny's and Manny could have one skill of yours, what would it be?
I feel like the intensity of Bill Dog would be pretty good. I'm shit sprinter and he doesn't give a shit about it.
Yeah. Just Manny's creeping up hills, slowly moving forward. I don't know what you would call that. Size and weight helps a little bit, but like, yeah, I'm way too forwards, backwards, forks up, forks down, disturbing the bike. Like if you watch when he rides, his bike stays so still and just creeps and climbs up this super, super steep hills so well, whereas I'm like always struggling, too far back, too far forward. And yeah, needs to be better. Has got better, but needs to be more better.
I love both.
What would you take from
us?
Pick one from Manny and one from me.
I just like both the skills, if I'm honest. I just like to be able to stay on a bike. I'd take your height because you seem to just paddle along quite nicely. Yeah. And I think I'd take your. You're just a bit more chilled out. Aren't you? He's just a bit mad.
Cheers.
I wouldn't want to be throwing my helmet against the floor when I came in, like you were in 2000.
You're freaking out sometimes.
I've only done that once in my life. I've only threw a helmet once in my life, and I ticked it off the bucket list. I've not done it again.
But if I'm to be honest, for example, in Riza, I was also so pissed. Like I feel like in Super Enduro, you can like you can get this a bit more that because their intensity is so high, and I was not mad even about another rider. I was mad about myself.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, and this is...
Wow.
This doesn't happen ever, you know? Like, that was like the first time where like, what the fuck is going on? But I was so pissed that I was crashed at the last motor at the start because I was riding definitely better in this round than the Polish round. So I was like, yeah, okay, it was already a bit of improvement. And then I just crashed again and just giving myself a hard time. And
yeah.
You've hit the deck a lot, eh?
I said to Tommy, I said, because like the first round when he came and he's jamming a camera in your face, going, "You enjoying it?" I was thinking that's the last thing he probably needs this weekend.
But I think you are enjoying. Like it looks. If people say to me like, "Oh, Manny doesn't want to be there," blah blah blah. I think I sell him like, "Nah, he does," and he like doesn't. He wants like that's not true at all. Like
I just want to do better.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like he looks pissed or whatever because he doesn't want to be off the podium or like he wants to be competitive, more competitive. Like I think I explain to people you do actually want to do it and want to be better.
Definitely. Like I feel like it also helps myself, but it's just frustrating, you know. You like fight for the podium just to get a third, and then you see like Johnny and Billy just 20 seconds off, you know, in like a 6 minute or like even 40 seconds off sometimes, you know. So in Poland I think he lapped me in like the second moto because I had a shit start again, and this is where we like reverse start.
Yeah,
so yeah, you know that you like battle these guys for all year long and then you come to this race and then you just get lapped. So yeah, a bit frustrating. But I want to do it and I want to get better in it. And it definitely improves a little bit. Like Romania was already a bit better. But yeah, it's just...
It's good that you have an indoor and outdoor series because it's cool for, again, fans.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
another and opportunity to do something throughout the winter.
Realistically, he likes skiing. But there's not a lot else happening this time of year. Like, that's why I think...
Nah, you could do a lot of things, I would say, over the winter. Which would be also pretty funny. You just... Loves riding bikes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
That's why I think, like, if they made the tracks slightly easier and they need to push to try and get, like, the Enduro GP guys to come and race, I think Super Enduro is in a very healthy position and has a lot of potential right now. Like, it's got a lot of attention and it gets, you know, people want to support it and want to watch it. I think they just need to try and figure out the right balance to get a few more riders. And I think then it can really grow a lot.
And the good thing is, like we said before with Hard Enduro, you know, it's hard to find a location.
Yeah.
And there you just go into arena and build a sick track. Yeah. Like it's the same with Supercross or Arena Cross or whatever.
And
like
a Super Enduro track pretty much guarantees good racing. Good racing. Because there's so many more mistakes than the Supercross track.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, actually, watching Arena Cross, there's quite a lot of mistakes in the British Arena Cross at the moment.
That's Mel, he's not in it now, he's fine.
You can give an arena, you and Tommy can do a two-man one this week and you can update everyone on Arena Cross because I think a lot of this audience won't really care about the British Arena Cross Championship, but are you having fun?
It's good crack.
Four rounds in.
Yeah, it's good crack.
You're enjoying yourself.
It's funny. It's just hard. The two back-to-back days is
You've run out of motivation. Have you burned out this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, burned dear. Out. You're having a slow week this week then.
Tommy did a lot of vlogging on Saturday. No, he did a lot of vlogging on Friday night, and then Saturday he was like, I'm over this. Can't. What can I say? I've spoke to everyone. I was like, you've got a point. So.
But even in Supercross now, huh? Fuck. We saw it on the weekend, like with the Triple Crown format, like even short races and like three races on one night, just nuts. Like there's so much going on and like so much crazy crashes, and like it's just good to have like short races and I think three at one night, this brings the medals.
Yeah, three starts, it is good. I think the three start thing's good. I don't know what you guys think, but I like that reverse grid race that you have in Super Enduro.
He's just good in it. I suck, so it's hard, but it makes it interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Makes it interesting
fan.
For the fans.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
It's a good to watch.
I don't mind it. Like on a as long as the track needs to kind of have a few more options than we have.
And the track needs better starts.
Yeah, that's one thing. Oh. They really don't care about the start straights or first corners in our championship this year. That's a very good point.
Yeah, they're so small.
In Romania, it was like 10 meters and you had to turn right.
Yeah.
What, 10 meters on the inside?
Yeah.
3 meters on the outside?
Yeah.
Or if you wanted, you could go off the start 3 meters and into the rock garden and go around the outside. It's like...
Bit wild.
What's your? I've asked Billy this quite a few times, and I know his opinion on it. But what's your opinion on the WES series? Would you prefer that to come back?
The WES series,
where it's a bit more
like everything,
a sprint race. Then there was this race, not just a hard enduro series,
like a 2018 or nothing. Yeah.
I loved it. Was pretty sick. Like I feel like it was quite cool to have so many different races, and it also like. Helped me a lot because you train so much more different things.
Yeah,
I would never like we said yeah, actually
we
on the weekend
we had this conversation
on Saturday night because at the end I would never train for a beach race. You know,
yeah,
you would never probably get into it, but it wasn't a championship, so you're like kind of focusing on it. But I can also understand that it's quite hard to ever. A series like this, just from like budget wise,
yeah. Because you need different bikes.
You need different bikes. I feel like for like privateers, it's gonna be even harder to make a season like this.
Yeah, it's true.
If they did it again, I think they should pick a bike and do the whole championship on one bike. To be a champ, like obviously this.
But then you're still gonna probably pick the two stroke, or you wouldn't.
Billy thinks that you can do four stroke.
Make four stroke good enough to do.
That's true. Also, maybe we have to in the future, huh? You never know. You never know where motorsport goes and where
but which direction it goes. In general, we didn't appreciate that championship enough at the time.
I think the other guys, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like us, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I didn't think this is so sick. Like now, looking back, I'm like, fuck, that was actually so sick.
Yeah.
At the time, we're like. Walking around fields in Le Trèfle thinking, fuck, this is shit. But I would actually quite like to go and do Le Trèfle again.
You won 18 and you won a WES in 19.
Yeah.
And was it the same five or six races or did they change it a little bit?
They changed it a little bit.
There was more. I think it was like seven and they changed it slightly.
We didn't have the beach race. This was the
we didn't have the beach, but we had the one in Spain. But I didn't do Spain.
We had like one more classic enduro and... I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. So they switched out the beach race with one more classic enduro. Yeah. So and it turned out sick. Like the first year Nathan Watson got third. The second year I'm not even sure who was on the podium and like that overall.
Yeah, I'm not because I was not the last I was at Getzen.
Yeah.
Because Getzen was the last race.
Getzen was the last one. Yeah. I don't mind, but it was a good series, and I feel like it would have been cool if other companies got into it, like more sponsors, because at the end, like to have like an ultimate off-road, let's say like an off-road championship, you maybe even have to pick more other races, and you could potentially get more different races into it. So,
Like a few more. So then, like you said, a four-stroke could be competitive.
Yeah.
As a whole championship bike,
then it could be pretty good.
What's your favorite? Both of your favorites races that is or isn't in the championship? Like, what event is it? Is it Romaniacs? Is it Erzberg? Is it one that the Portugal one?
He's definitely going to say Romania.
I like Romania.
Do you?
Not Maine. Just good in long races.
Yeah.
And it also suits my body pretty good. Like I said, like I'm missing all this intensity.
Yeah.
Where I'm trying to get better in it, but like if the race is like 8 hours or 6 hours long and you start by your own, and it's like a little bit of adventure also. So I like it. It's hard. And I think the coolest thing is, even if you don't have like a good result, but even just to finish it,
yeah, it's good.
It's just a big achievement because so much things can
to finish
go wrong,
it is sick. You know? Made it to the finish field.
I did make it to the finish field.
Yeah.
The year I did it, I didn't see really anyone. And then on the last hill, I was stuck and I heard a bike at the bottom. I thought, I'm in the way, so in the way here.
Yeah.
And it was him.
No way.
He nearly ran me over. And then we got to the top bit and I'm like knackered. And he's like, we're nearly there. This is like the liaison into the finish. And I just went across the fields, then wet fields. And then
there's so many things go through your head.
Yeah,
I was like, just it's thinking, unreal.
Them fields to the finish is such a sick feeling.
Yeah.
I didn't feel the sick
I can't
sick
imagine,
feeling.
To be honest though, like I'm usually 9 times out of 10 I'm fourth and like got a big gap to fifth, so and I'm just like drifting, and like I think I looked once a few years ago, like I'd 3 of the 4 years I'd done it, I'd like won the checkpoint across the fields.
Yeah,
just because I'm usually like so happy to be at the finish, like pretty safe. But I can imagine if you're like racing to win, them fields are fucking scary.
Yeah.
Because the
I had
speed,
a huge crash there.
Because the speed is so fast, and I always think like, fuck, I'm pleased I'm not in the race here.
Now, I had a huge crash in 19 where I won it the first time with, was like a pretty close battle with Alfredo, and it was pissing down, like really just shit weather, and like high-sided. In them fields, and luckily nothing was in the grass, because I just slid, like literally my bike fall off and I was like 50 meters away. So nah, but this feeling, I feel like even for like a hobby guys, you know, like even for you, like if you have done it and you like ride over these fields and you know, oh
yeah,
you made it, it's a cool feeling.
Do you know the feeling that's not cool at Romania?
Why?
When you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then
that'll do.
That's already
stop. No, but then me, I get on my bike and I rode an hour to the start, and you two turned up in your vans all nice and warm.
Yeah, this is true. It's a big mission.
It's logistically a fucking
It's
headache.
A big race, yeah.
But
you have to do Serbia. I think you would probably
enjoy
it.
Because it's like still a big adventure, but a lot less of the admin.
Yeah.
Admin, I mean.
You
like,
always told me Sea to Sky is quite good.
Yeah, Sea to Sky, like, I would say less of an adventure.
More of a race.
More of a race, but still, like, sick place to go and ride a bike.
Yeah.
Like, to be right, like, Romania is the same. Like, there's times when you just think, what am I doing on a motorbike here?
Yeah.
Like, wow. And that's...
It's good. It's one of the worst ones to watch, though, as a spectator.
Yeah.
You kind of lose
so
track
hard
of
to
what's
follow.
Happening. And you But, like, as much as I've never really done that well at it, and there's definitely a lot of things I don't like about it, I always tell people, like, 100% recommend going to do it if it's feasible for you to go and do Romania, because it's just...
I want
to
get Tommy to do it.
Places it takes you.
And I'd two-man him with him and just follow him with a GoPro constantly on.
Yeah, I would make good
content.
Can you imagine him moaning? Content. He'd be hating it. I'm not going up that hill.
What's your favourite race? Just a Super Enduro?
Yeah.
Super Enduro Newcastle?
Yeah,
with all the English mates?
Do you know why I like that one? Because he'll sell out our hats again.
Yeah.
I bet he's been on the phone this morning.
I need to order some for Tom, because we sold out of pink, and I need to do a big order for Newcastle. I don't know. It's controversially probably Asberg.
Yeah.
Even though I've never won. I don't know.
You were close last year?
It's just... Yeah, I've been close a couple of times. 2018, I was close.
Did you honestly think he had that one?
In Kor Sina, I thought so, yeah.
Then he flattened the pipe.
Yeah, then he flattened the pipe. And he was pretty tired.
Yeah.
Not as tired as the year before when I come. He was fucked.
Yeah, 19, I was, even before Kor Sina, I was dead in 19.
Yeah?
I used a hard tyre. And the first woods, I just... pushed, because the start, the intensity, you can't afford to let people overtake you.
Yeah.
So I just had to, like, every tree root slip, push the bike, push the bike, push the bike, push the bike. And I was, yeah, just knackered.
Yeah. But you were pretty, like, he was in a really good shape, Frukosteiner, because we both went in at the same time. I got the uphill pretty good, caught up to him again, and he pulled, like, a pretty good gap. But when I saw you in the trees, you were also pretty tired, huh? At this where point, where I passed you?
Yeah.
Like, because this line what I rode, I think would have been possible, but you just rode like a beginner.
I tried, yeah, well, I tried it. No, I also, but to be honest, I didn't even think. Well, no, then you crashed after it, going down.
Down, yeah.
And I was actually not far behind you again, but the next uphill to go around the tape, I had like six goes because I was only had first gear.
Ah, gotcha.
And then, so I honestly didn't think I was going to finish in first gear.
Yeah.
I did George Avenue in first gear.
That's pretty good.
Like, I generally thought at that point, I was like, I'm not finishing.
But where did you broke it off?
The pipe. No, because it was from the pipe.
I was from the pipe.
It wouldn't. Like, I couldn't set off in second. It would just die.
Oh.
But I'm trying to think where I did the pipe.
In Dyna,
but at the bottom, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is Dyna the worst part of that race?
It's just long, man.
It's just physical. Dyna's all just physical.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. Yeah. It's almost like you have a race, then a bit of a break. Well, not a break.
You have like a motocross race.
Yeah.
You have literally like a motocross
for
race.
For half an hour.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Like, I'd bent my front disc at the start when I crashed.
Yeah.
So I was riding like the whole first woods without a front brake, but in some ways it was probably helping because I was just like
flowing.
And like, if you get a good flow at the start, you can pass people quite easy because people tend to follow because it's very single file. But if you really want to push and ride over loose rocks and stuff, you can pass people. So like I say, I crashed and bent my disc, but I was back into third by...
Yeah, pretty quick. Early, checkpoint, yeah, really quick.
By Cuckoo's Nest, I was in second already.
Yeah.
So like, it's so fast and so intense. And then you get to Dyna and it's just like... Then it's up to you how fast you want to go.
Yeah.
Because it is so physical and so
And you
long.
Know, off the Dyna, you like, it's still hard, but I feel like the most physical thing is done, huh?
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Like, that's why I was, last year, I was happy to push and try and build a gap because I knew AU would probably be better than me. Also, we didn't know what the track was going to be like in Motorex Highway.
Yeah.
Like, that, in the end, it was pretty good. They marked it pretty well, I would say.
I think they did definitely a better job than the year
before. The track was really good this year, I thought.
Yeah. Rideable.
Yeah, rideable. Everything was rideable, but...
Yeah, because it was the first year in no help, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All races are no help.
Yeah, but then you all rode it quite well.
No track walk. And
first year where there was no track walk, so...
Is that good or bad for you?
I feel like it was pretty cool.
If it's strict and well, if it's generally no track walk, I think it's good.
Yeah.
These sound like the problems that you're arguing against.
We have to figure
one
out.
Of them, yeah. But yeah, so I was happy to push and get tired in Dyna just because I knew you'd probably be better than me in Motorex Highway and the off camber.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, when my pipe was flat, I was just like, oh, fuck. Or even the hill. The hill after Dyna, before Motorex Highway.
The new one, yeah.
Even without a fucked pipe, like completely just next to Dyna.
Yeah.
Even like when we've been on the training days and stuff, I fucking hate that hill. And then in first gear, I was really hating that hill. Yeah. So, like I say, I generally didn't think I was even going to finish, but.
Good job.
Was happy to stay in second.
I was also happy to win it.
Fuck. Then the next week
I can retire soon now, you know. I got all like the big races, just the race wins.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck off then.
Yeah, you're first man to go undefeated.
First man to go undefeated, yeah. Which is pretty sick.
That's cool. It's a good achievement there, really. Good.
It's quite cool, and it's also like with KDM we did a documentary which turned out pretty cool, and I'm just to rewatch it and tell like some BTI and stuff. And nobody can take it away now.
No,
you know?
You
like
got that.
You made it, and
yeah, let's go.
I don't care what's coming.
Lucky that he looped out and gets in.
Luckily.
I'd have liked to have seen what the last lap if you hadn't looped it. That would have been like,
would have been tight, yo. I was at one point and get somewhere. I'm like, I'm just gonna do my race now. Huh?
Yeah.
Like, we pushed hard at this race. I was tired.
Getson's weird because like, for me, I either struggle a lot or I'm ride good. Like was the same even in 2019 when I was in fifth for like the first 40 minutes.
Yeah, we nearly went home that day.
Oh no, 2021. Sorry,
when he won the championship.
Yeah, fuck, yeah, I was in fifth still after like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Tommy was there again and he said, let's go home.
But I was honestly like chilled. Like I did one lap when I was still in fifth, what was like hit everything good. And I think I like passed Mario in it. Maybe it's Alfredo still. And I was like, fuck, right, just keep doing that. And then did the same the next lap, And it took like three laps and I was into second from fifth. Like it's crazy the difference because I think most people struggle. Most of the time.
Yeah.
So, like, one good lap and it's such a big difference.
It helps a lot. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, 21. Oh. I was really happy for you.
Did you know I was in fifth for a while in 21?
Nah, I didn't.
Ah, okay.
I didn't.
Whoever won that... No, not
no,
whoever
no,
won.
No, could it, be second.
Nah, you could be second to win the championship. Yeah.
But we were, like, equal on points at the end. And, like, he had won more second place. That's why he won. Like, we had same race wins. Yeah. And I was... for sure a bit disappointed. I was quite stoked to win Getson, so that was like a really good thing, but I didn't really care at this point if I won the championship or not. But then driving home like after the party, I literally just saw the standings and it's like 104, or I'm not sure, 104, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's just with everything, like bonuses, like all this stuff. There's like, you're like equal
difference
on points, and then like a second place win decides if you're gonna win a championship or not. So,
you got your own back this year.
Yeah, I got my own back this year.
And what's the plans for this year? There's another question on the thing saying, what are both your goals for this year?
Beat him.
Same thing again.
Beat each other. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Survive. Stay alive.
Don't get hurt.
Stay alive.
Stay off mountain bikes.
Keep riding motorbikes.
Do some cool races again. We're going back to See the Sky with the championship.
Hey, go ahead, Edward. Cool. Holiday for you?
Holiday for you?
A riding holiday.
Make you work.
That's true.
Cool. Well, should we wrap her on up?
I think that's been good.
So. We'll get a podcast. We had some good.
Have you done a podcast before? Like sat down with the mic and.
Yeah, three or four times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a veteran.
Veteran. Yeah. But I've never done it in such a cool chair.
It's nice.
And like the whole setup of the studio, I'm quite impressed. So
we're going to try and move it, if I'm honest.
One of the cameras has just died.
Oh, that's good.
Whichever one's gone.
One of them's gone. Right, well, let's go and pack up some. You got pack up your bikes. Where am I dropping? Guess I'm dropping you to an airport.
I've got a
car. Oh, you have got a hire car.
Well, a busy weekend. I only landed on Saturday morning.
Do you want to do any chat about selling anything?
No, but tickets are on sale for Newcastle. Fuck, my plan was I was going to interrupt one of you at the start and say, I've just got to get this in before I forget, but I fucking forgot. Tickets are on sale for Newcastle. Ticketmaster is the best website for the organisers. I think they are on some other websites and stuff, but I've been told to push the Ticketmaster link. Final round of Sipenjoe. It's in Newcastle. Tickets are selling fast. It's going to be amazing.
Hopefully you're going to hear some Billy.
There'll be some form of chant.
If it's in Newcastle, they'll be chanting. We won't even understand. Don't even understand when he starts talking in his home
language. Was the same thing this weekend. Like some of the Welsh guys, oh my God, I couldn't understand. I was like, just nicking and
just nod. Just call people mate if you don't know. Mate. All right, mate. Yes, mate. Thanks, mate. That's the easiest way.
Anyway, right.
Have you got any merch to sell?
Merch.
He's slack with his merch.
You've got your own brand though, haven't you?
Yeah,
it's got a cool brand. This is more of a brand, which is cool.
Yeah, Fletching Fast. FletchingFast.com, guys. Check it out. We don't sell, we don't ship to the UK, which is a bit bummer, and don't ship to the US.
We could sort that.
You can sort that, we maybe have to make a deal later.
Well, because we're trying to get better. We do ship to Europe and worldwide at the minute, but we're trying to get it more
efficient. Maybe we can help each other out.
Trying to get a more efficient process.
Yeah.
Since we left the EU, it's really fucked the job.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. But nah, it's pretty cool. But I definitely want to get better in it and try to be like be more busy with it as well, because we just make some cool shit and then it's like sold out and we're like, ah, pretty cool. And then we wait another half a year where we're like, yeah, ah, maybe should we do something else again? So
he's just making that much in the 1 month he sells his product. Nah, he doesn't need to continue. Just sits,
it's more
on
or
his,
less
sits on his fat wedge.
It's not like this at all. Like, it's literally, we just want to have some cool stuff for the people.
No, it's a full-time job doing all that.
Yeah.
It's,
this and hard. Luckily... Bulldog, have you guys, huh?
He needs a German ad.
We need a German ad. So if there's a German ad listening,
can we apply?
Please let me know.
You actually, like, you should get, if you get a German ad, you can start vlogging then as well.
That's true. I was actually thinking about this for a long time, huh?
You did the Weber vlog, is it?
Weber vlog sometimes, yeah. I've done a bunch of stuff for Red Bull as well, yeah, which was pretty good because at the end I'm getting like paid for it as well.
But I guess there's an audience though, like German audience, because Kevin Gallas does his in full. Would you do it in English or German?
I feel like,
I think you would have a more international audience.
I feel like definitely more in English. Mm. I would really like it, but then it's like a too hard job where I wouldn't like to do it. Like, probably I would be like a Tommy guy who's like needs a guy who's like filming and like editing.
Yeah, and then he sends it all back to me.
Yeah.
I've got to go and edit an Arena Cross vlog in a minute and I'm thinking
3 days long of editing.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard this one.
Did he start on Thursday or start on Friday?
He started on Friday, but
so 2 days.
He did a Y Food ad and I looked at the footage last night. He had 22 attempts at reading what's on the back of a bottle.
All right. Nah, but it would be pretty sick to do like a vlog style where if I'm talking to my dad or like to Jeff or like these guys, have it in German but then just subtitle it.
Yeah.
And then like if you talk to the camera,
subtitles
just talk in English.
Is getting easy to do now with AI.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Even in different languages.
Even in dialect.
Even in languages. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, for Bavarian or what in other languages, but AI for subtitles now is getting really good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you've, so if there's a German ed out there that knows AI, that can edit a vlog and sell some merch. Do you need him to do anything else? Do you want him to wash a bike or anything?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, if there's one of them out there,
just hit me up.
Get applied.
Tong.
Yeah.
Or Newcastle Super Enduro. Or if you're coming to a foreign Super Enduro, see you then. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.